Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let us talk to Sespindi.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
And the guests in the studio, in the family of Radio Pulpit. Come on, Sespindi. Happy New Year. Hey, big sliding topic. It is very important. To watch and pray, because what I can say that the thing that makes us or the saint to backslide, some of them they want the quick things. So if they don't get it, they want to go to the other three churches that they are doing deliverance, and they want to tell the pastors what to do. If they don't listen to them, they won't stay. And the Bible say in John 15 verse 4, remain in me. Other versions say abide in me. When you are abiding to Jesus and pray, as the pastor say that the key is the prayer, watch and pray. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That is why, we are starting January, most of the churches will do the fasting, because sifuna ukubulala inyama, ngoba inyama isagcwele izinto eziningi. So, backsliding spirit, the rebellion spirit, they don't want to be teach or to learn. So as the year begins, let us watch and pray. Let us go closer to God. Yes, the year is beginning. It's the beginning of the year. And we don't know 2025, but God knows 2025. In order of 2025, something I got see. Would be basically see watch and pray. Which no mark figure in, we are standing on the right track.
Thank you so much, Pindi. I really appreciate. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let's talk also to Sisumpumi in the Western Cape. Sisumpumi.
Ndiyabulisa egameni leNkosithini Yesu Kristu ndibulisa abaphulaphuli bonke emakhaya ngelihle igama leNkosithini Yesu Kristu. Ndibulisa nalapho estudio kuPastor Ray nakwabo akunye nabo sendilibele ukuthi ngobani. Ndiyababulisa nabo. Ndiva kuthethwa ngesiwo e-backsliding, isiwo ngesiXhosa ukuwa elizweni. Ukuwa elizweni kuxhomeke kamhlawumbi ukuthi lembe uyelizwi ibiwe kumhlaba onjani ngoba le mihlaba yehlukene xa sibona pha kwesiphale singcwele ubaniphazami ingathi le mihlaba ibekwe yazindidi ezintathu three kinds za le mihlaba lembiwe iwa ingawa khona kwenzwe umzekelo ukuthi enye imbiwe iyawa emhlabeni emhlabeni iyawa elulwalweni kufike intaka zezulu zichole zidle enye imbiwe iwa emithaneni enameva kuthi ke ngokuba kufika izilingo lembewu ke ngoku ibe squeezed iminqwe iminqwa sintoni iminqwa sithest ne trials yeah iyaxhomekeka ke ngokuthi esisiwo lembewu yona ibiwe kumhlaba onjani ngobukhona nomhlaba olungileyo then ikhona nemihlaba ke ngoku engekho right okay isengaba into enjalo ukuthi le mbiwe ibiwe kumhlaba onjani all right kufumaneke ke ngoku isiwo ke okukakhulukazi ke ngoku xa sizoza apha ke ngoku emabandleni singaba zininzi iziwo because emabandleni alishunyayelwa izwi abantu abafidwa ngezwi lenkosi ngoba abantu balambile banida izwi lenkosi akukho umuntu nokusuka ekhayeni lakhe okanye kwakhe athatha iBhayibhile yakhe aye enkonzweni kanti akalambanga umphefumulo ulambile then umphefumulo awondlwa ngenye into wondlwa ngezwi izinto ezininzi ke eziqhubeka ke ngoku emabandleni kuye kujokwe over the pulpit ubona ukuthi ngoku kuyajokwa kwenziwa intsomi amabali uhlekwe ebandleni kube mnandi abantu abazanga kuloo nto abantu baze ezwini bazova ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini so yindlala ubukhulu becala abantu babethwa yindlala emabandleni alikho ilizwi over the pulpit akho lizwi into ekhona zintsomi zijokes nokubizwa kwemali ke iphelele apho then ke ngoku bazawuthini ke ngoku abantu bangathi xa kubethu November babe sebeqomba highway uthi nasisi thaka phandle kakade behleli ngekho lento bezidla apha banyanzelekile ke xa kufika lento le festive season abantu baphume phandle bathi saphandle babheke zonweni zabo because kaloku batheni balambile apha phakathi emabandleni indlala ixesha elininzi indlala ngoba emabandleni yindlalo kudlalwa imali ngathi kusasitokufelini into ephambili kukudlala kwemali ngathi kusasitokufelini ibizwa ngokuthi indli kaNkulunkulu leyo kudlalwa izimali kwenza ijokes kwenziwa intsomi amabali nto leyo ke ngoku ebabulalayo abantu nto leyo ebangukuthi emabandleni kufumaneke izinto ezingcolile bekufanele bazifumaneke ezenzekayo ngoba izidlo zomphefumlo azikho imiphefumlo itheni ilambile kungoko ke ngokulula ngoNovemba ukuthi ayi babona ukuthi jinanzi festive season ifikile baphume phandle ngoba behleli belambile kaloku abaphakathi bayahamba bozihlutisa ke ngoku ngezono bazonwabisa ngezono ngoba ngaphakathi ebandleni abafumana nganto alikho ilizwi likaThixo emabandleni abantu basile bengaphakathi emabandleni ayisabekwa inyaniso yeBhayibhile ayibekwa inyaniso yeBhayibhile kuhanjwa eceleni ayisashunyayelwa inyanzwa iBhayibheli insindiso insindiso mnendiyazi ushunyayelwa inyanzwa iBhayibheli ukusindiswa kwami kokudla ngothwa isono ayisosonka isono sisono isono nesonka zinto ezimbini zehlukene senjuba sasibethwa isono namhlanje isono ebabandleni akuthethwa niks ningaso akusathethwa ngesihoko abantu baxelelwe ukuthi sikhona isihoko ofana ukuthi usibaleke ngoba isihoko it's real izulu likhona ekufanele ukuthi ulambise ungene ngesango elimxinwa uziphephe into zezo zonke ungene ngesango elimxinwa ukwenzela ukuthi ulizuze izulu ayikho ngokunyaniswa eBhayibheli ngoko abantu abayazi baphila ukuthanda kwabo sebekhona ngaphakathi ngoba akuthethwa ngesihoko abashumayeli banamhlanje abathethi ngesihoko ababaxelela abantu ukuthi xa bengaphili ngobungcwele umuntu uzophele uzophebheka esihogweni abaxelelwa namhlanje abantu yeyiphi indlela efana uba baphile ngayo ababaxeleli uba uthixo uthe ezwini lakhe yibani ngcwele ngoba ndingoyingcwele mna abaxelelwa nixni baphile ukuthanda kwabo sebekhona ngaphakathi baphile ukuthanda kwabo apha ngaphakathi bazawuthini ke ngoku xa kufika ixesha likadisemba bangaphumeli ngaphandle ngoba bekuhle kungekho nto abayidlayo apha ngaphakathi ukudla okunentswano kokomphefumo akufumaneki ngaphakathi abatitshwa izwi abayinikwa imfundiso yeBhayibhile kodwa baxelwa ngeentsomi kusuka apho baxelwe ngobutyebi uzawuba neemoto uzaba nezindlu ezinkulu uzaba ngana le uzaba baxelwa ngeso zinto abantu nto leyo imiphefumulo ingafuni yona ezo zinto zilungile kodwa incwadi yeBhayibheli sifuza ukuthi makuqalwe ngobukumkani bamazulu kuqala ezinye izinto ke ngokuNkulunkulu uthembisile ukuthi zizongezelelwa akuqala ngezwi kuqala bavele nje abantu baxelelwe ngobutyebi bezwe ubutyebi bomhlaba abazabushiyapha ngenye imini balendishephi balendishe kwa hell ngoba khange bayinikwe imfundiso yeBhayibheli bafundiswe ngobutyebi bafundiswe ngentsomi banikwe ijokes bafundiswa nokudlala istokfeli enkonzweni ayikho imfundiso yeBhayibheli kungoko kubackslider so imfundiso yeBhayibheli ayikho then into enzikayo ngoku xa ndikhangela mna iinkokeli ezininzi zicenga ukuthi abantu bahlale ebandleni abafuna ukuthi babe bukhali ngakho imfundiso because imfundiso yeBhayibhile yona ibukhali nyhani imfundiso yeBhayibhile ayihleke ayicengacengani ni no ayibukhali imfundiso yeBhayibhile then bayayiphepha ke ngoku iinkokeli zanamhlanje bayiphepha imfundiso yeBhayibhile ngoba bacenga ukuthi ibandla libe likhulu igcwale ligcwale liyaphi benzela bona impokotho zabo abakhathali ngezi souls zizawubhekwa kwa hell abanankingene ne-souls ezayo ezihogweni banakekele impokotho zabo abanabaxelela ngemfundiso yeBhayibhile ngoba abafuni bemke abafuni ukuphulukana nabo ngoba bathini bagembula bagemblisha ngee-souls zabantu bagemblisha ngesouls so bacengacengana nazo into ebanga babangabaxeleli ngesono babaxele ngesihoko uba isihoko sikhona uma ungaphili ngobungcwele ubheka esihogweni uma uphila ngobungcwele uya ebukumkanini abakwazi nje ukubaxela inyaniso yeBhayibhile ngoba bagemblisha basebenzela iimpokotho zabo bafuna kuzale izisu zabo ngoko abakwazi ukubaxela ngenyaniso yeBhayibhile utsho ukuthi isiwo sikhona sebela apha ngaphakathi bangabafi nabafikazi apha ngaphakathi ngoba imfundiso yeBhayibhile ayikhongo all right inkosi kakhulu inkosi kubusise bye
thank you so much I really appreciate Sizimpumi thank you very much this is just amazing we want to hear just as much as you can say with regards to this. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Muruti Makam and Pastor Green. We are talking about the effects of backsliding. And then the focus of Usisi Mpumi is that There's so much that is being taught in the churches, which is not the word, but it's just entertainments and stock fells. Hey, Badna. Hey, Ashama Samba.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to So Inspired.
Reperile, Pastor Ray.
Reperile.
Pastor Makamo. Na Pastor
Apostle Pumla Mfene, yes.
Namuntlha loko mbulavula hi backsliding. Really, hina van'wanyana ha dyondza. Mina a ni nga swi tivi ku ri munhu a nga backslider a karhi a ya kerekeni, a fika hi nkarhi a endla everything. Se hikuva lembe ri sungurile, hi ri karhi hi dyondza from ka n'wina vafundhisi. One na one, a endle introspection ka ku pfumela ka yena o munhu lomun'we ha yeme a yi tivelisise gore u yeme kae ku tumelong ya hae ka gore dilo di dingata. Radio Pulpit ra leboga di-topic tse letlang le tsona di re bula matlho ka gore nako nngwe re no rwaleha fela re ya dikerekeng re sa di thole dilo tse ko dikerekeng. Nako nngwe le baruti ba rona a ba e dyondzisi mara nakona maybe Xikwembu xi ta va pfulela va hi dyondzisa lexi nga kona a khensa vafundhisi ku ri mi hi dyondzisa hi tiva. 2025, let the Lord transform us, let the Lord give us power ya ku ri hi nga suki la ndleleni ya yena. Na khensa ngopfu.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. It is him who teaches us. We are learning together. And of course, we give him the glory.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily script-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Mom Maureen.
Good evening, my brother in the Lord. Hey, yesterday I have brought the word. As the body of Christ, sing abe fundis, asingazo dalwa. Let us not be played. Yesterday, I brought the word which the harvest is too much. Abantu kumele basindiswe. nali kulu engilethayo butu wami my brother in the Lord bathi lungi.
You know, I'm surprised that the WhatsApp is only 45 seconds long, and I knew there must be something wrong, because this lady doesn't send a 45 second long WhatsApp. La khona kucala iculo, it just cut there, Maureen. So your WhatsApp cut there. Seriously, so send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Now, Apostle, let me bring this to you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 33, it says, of Zebulun, there were 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war, with all weapons of war, stout-hearted men who could not, who could keep ranks. These are men who could keep ranks. But these men were also stout, experts in war, and with all weapons of war, but stout-hearted. Stout-hearted means these men were polluted. Somewhat, somehow, there was a filth of sort in their hearts, even when they were experts. And we have that. People who preach the word, people who are experts in explaining the word, but you'd find that there is the effect of backsliding leave them with some amount of filth, within themselves. What do you say on that?
There's a very profound one that you've just highlighted here, the issue of pollution. And what comes to mind when you speak pollution, it's smell. You know, because anything polluted has a smell, a particular kind of smell, and it's not even a good smell. So you mentioned pollution, also you mentioned dead, ugungola, you know, so also ugungola, there's a smell, there's a bad odor that comes because of ugungola. And also with pollution, like as I say, bazalwane, kune smell esibi. So now when you have backslidden, you then get comfortable in pollution. If you come to a place where there's a bad odor, so the moment you are able to, you can perceive it easily so. But unfortunately, you'll realize that there are people that you will find in that kind of environment or a space, but comfortable, you know, so they are now used to that smell. They are used to that lugungola. So when more figure, and then you'll wonder and say, but nihlala kanjani la kunuka kangaka? Nihlala kanjani la kungole kangaka? You know, and that's the sad thing about pollution. Once it comes to a place where you are comfortable with the smell, with how it smells, there's no turning back.
You remind me of Central Durban. There's a place that I walked at Central Durban, just towards the south coast. So I was going to a bank, and then I had to park my car, and me and my wife were walking. Hey, the place smells of urine, man. People were just urinating there.
Same applies to people who have backslidden and other feel comfortable with pollution, with that kind of smell. So it's like Monday to Sunday, you are okay with things that are not okay. In essence, when you have backslidden, you are saying you are okay and you are comfortable with being okay. And remember when we are so on fire for God, Muruti, even when I was reading in the morning at devotion, the Bible says stay away even from talks that they are not correct. So when you love God like that, there's certain languages, some of us kuluma, you don't want to associate yourself with them. Wabanji, e language yabo e vile, you know, there's deception, kuluma nange pollution. But then as we backslide, then we become comfortable in the company of people about kuluma e vile. We become comfortable with people who are talking the language that is mocking the gospel. You know, you're comfortable with people, you know, I mean, these days we're living in days where wickedness is the order of the day. So now when you are a child of God, you are comfortable with wicked people. You might not do, sometimes you might not even do the wickedness that they're doing, but the fact that you associate yourself with them. And remember, you can be polluted by virtue of association. Mm. So sometimes people fall by the wayside because of their association. You associate with people about false doctrine, all of a sudden you know it. Now you follow suit, now you are in the same mix, now you are doing the same thing, you think them, and anything that is contrary to what they hold dear to, you get angry, you get upset. So it is sad that people have gone so far away from God, and who used to love God, but they've fallen so far, their hearts are so far that they are okay, they are comfortable with pollution. You know that? That is a sad state of affairs.
Sure.
And that is a very hopeless state of affairs.
Yeah.
Easily come, kulungulu, to return back to God, you backsliders. And abantu aba injwa e pollution. So go nagele, so go pelile, and we can just only say, Lord, have mercy on them.
Aye. It's sad. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. The effects of backsliding. What happens to you when you backslide, in other words? Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Okay, let us listen to Pastor Green. Pastor Green, what comes to mind again to you when it comes to the very essence of effects? My focus is on the issue of effects of backsliding. Pastor Green, what comes to mind?
Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, Pastor Ray. Yeah, we are continuing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The effects of backsliding. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You know, Pastor Ray, the other thing that causes us to backslide can also be greediness.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes Christians are getting greedy and we are not satisfied with what God has given us. And we start to look around and do things. You know, the things that I want to talk about, Pastor Ray, if I must read the scripture in the book of 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6 in the Bible, say, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of this world. Mm. Hallelujah. When we start now to look around, when we start to have lust, if you can read this verse, Pastor Ray, he talk about the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Mm. In other words, when the flesh is not satisfied, the eyes will see things that they are not supposed to see. And it will make us proud. Mm. It will lead us to a place where we will not worship God anymore. It will lead us to a place where we are now in the flesh, where our eyes will look at things that we are not supposed to look at, where our flesh will now try to overpower our spirit. So we have, Pastor Ray, it's very important that we have to make sure that we are not getting involved in these things, that we are not hooking ourselves up with the greediness of this world. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. Let's talk a little bit about the lust of the flesh. Some people are born again, but the flesh have a lust, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
The flesh have a lust. Hallelujah. The flesh is never satisfied. The flesh wants to do wrong continuously. The flesh desires sin, desires wrongdoing. That is dangerous, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. He talk also about the lust of the eyes. It doesn't matter whether we go to church, whether we are in a picnic, whether we are or wherever. But we have to be careful what our eyes are watching. Because sometimes, Pastor Ray, this thing is so dangerous. People may not see what we are seeing. People may not watch what we are watching. And those things, it bring us into another world. It causes a problem for us. It causes a situation for us. It drives us slowly, slowly away from the Lord. You know the other thing I want to say, Pastor Ray? You know, backsliding is not an overnight thing. It's a process. You start somewhere, and all the time the Holy Spirit is warning you. All the time the Holy Spirit is warning you.
Yeah.
Like when he talk about the lust of the flesh. It doesn't, your flesh is not just starting now to have a lust and then all of a sudden you fall. No, it's a process. It goes little by little.
Yes.
It's the same like the lust of the eyes. You continue to watch things that you are not supposed to watch. Look at ladies' legs and do all these kind of things. Pastor Ray, on the end of the day, it caused something in you that will make you not to worship God anymore the way you're supposed to worship him. We look, for example, at King David. King David was a king. He was the king of Israel. He was a man of God. He was a man close to God's heart. But the Bible says when the others were at war, David were at home. He were in the palace. And at night he decided to walk on the roof of the palace.
Yeah.
And that is where he see another man's wife. The flesh of the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. When he saw that woman, is the lust of the eyes, Pastor Ray. The flesh start to have a lust also. It caused him to be in trouble. It caused him not to be in trouble with people, but in trouble with God. If David did not repent, Pastor Ray, he was not going to be at the right place. God were going to reject him like he rejected Saul. So all these things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, Pastor Ray, it leads us to pride. The Bible says God resists the proud, but the humble he called to himself. Who is the humbled? Who is the proud? The humbled God called to himself is those that are humble, that still listen to God, read the word of God, pray unto God, seek the face of God. The proud is those that feel I'm doing right while they're doing wrong. It's those that feel I am walking the right way. Like I've just said earlier now about Saul and David. Saul was doing wrong, thinking he's doing right. Telling Samuel I was doing what God wanted me to do. But he didn't do the right thing.
Yeah.
It caused Saul to backslide. It caused him to fall. David also did wrong. But David acknowledged his wrongs. That's the difference when it comes to pride. Pride makes you not to acknowledge you are doing wrong. And it caused backsliding, Pastor Ray. Now the Bible says all these things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, pride is not from God, it's of this world. Hallelujah. This is so important, Pastor Ray, that people must be careful that they are not getting involved in these things, especially as Christians. The Lord bless you, Pastor Ray. We will continue. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. Indeed, we continue, sir. I appreciate.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Fanny Grobler says, hi family, what do you define as backsliding? And maybe never really converted. No, not necessarily. Not backsliding, it's when you really become a follower of Christ and decide not to follow him anymore. When someone is backslidden, is a person who forsakes the way that they have adopted, taken in, believed in, and that way being Christ. So you cannot say someone who has never converted that person is backslidden. That person basically has just been going along. To them, this has just been a way of doing things, some form of a tradition, but not really being a believer. So this person has never believed. So this person stays in the condemnation of unbelief. But the one who has become a believer and decides to forsake the ways of their faith, that is backsliding. Fanny Chlobrer, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much for the question. It's a very, very beautiful question.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Rato, good evening. Rato says, good evening, Pastor Ray, guest pastors, and blessed Radio Pulpit listeners. Backsliding topic reminds me of this verse in John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Once you live in the world, you won't have peace because you are chasing a worldly lifestyle which leads you to backsliding. Seeking the Prince of Peace is important, so you are able to think of things that are spiritually above, that aligned to the Elohim, and he will make straight your paths. Amen. Thank you very much. I really appreciate Rato. Thank you very much. All right. And of course, let me come to you, Bamakam, after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Here's another aspect of indecision. You know, when you start to see a person being half-hearted, then you see that is an effect of backsliding. The energy that they had before seemed to have dissipated. That is an effect of backsliding. It means this person is in a process of backsliding and the effects are starting to show. Now, in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, and Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Elohim is Yahuwah, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Indecision is when people are caught up in two, and basically they have become half-hearted towards the Master, the Father, Yahuwah, our Elohim. And they start to falter. To falter, it means they start to off-ramp. They start to go off the real way into the way of darkness. That is a sign. Ukuthi backsliding la. Hayi.
Seko.
Iqalile iyasebenta. Mfundisi. What do you say? Finally, yes. Just let me give you 2 minutes on this, the final one.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi wami ukuthi na uyiletha le ndaba bengisafuna nje ukuthi nasise ngikhulume nge-R5 nge-R100 ake ngiletha enye backsliding ekhona iyenzwa yincaku zishumayela incaku umasebackslider most of the time izama ukuthi kongathi iletha ama-new revelations most of the times ayisahlale phansi noNkulunkulu yimbuze ukuthi baba ufuna ngiyothini kwalabantu iletha ama-new revelations ama-new philosophy
new kind
yebo iwaletha yula ebandleni ubona iteaching ukuthi seyitshintshile
yeah
ngesinye isikhathi seuzwa ukuthi hayi uyabona nje uPawulu ukhe wathina akukuhle yini ukuthi na sithatha abafazi bethu size nabo sizihambele nabo kati so uyazi ukuthi la se unama my spouse and my spices akusese my spouse kunabo my spice bakhona khona la abaspice umuzi ubona ukuthi uma se backsliding izwi liba lincane most of the time sekukhulunywa ngeOrlando Pirates neKaizer Chiefs bakhona bakhe banitshela khona la and le ngakho le igcine yatholakala ke epulpit yaxosha seyinomuntu phakathi right epulpit ngoba yeyo yayibamba neneke zebandla
hawu
khona yaye yatholakala nje right epulpit ingamesaba uNkulunkulu ngoba sekusuka nokumesaba uNkulunkulu uzibona wena sewuNkulunkulu lapho ungayenza whatever uyibonayo ngabantu bakhe uNkulunkulu iseya backslider ke le nceku understand so all backslider kakhulu most of the time sibuke kwabazalwana abahlelele babuke pulpit but kunengceko ezinye zithi uma sezizoshumayela kumele ziqale zifihla phansi kwetafula uma ziphakama laphana akwamandla kumandla zishumayela ngamandla ozizwazizi zishumayela ziyaminceka nokuminceka uyibuze ukuthi nakahle kahle uthini angimzwanga ngoba lapha uma sekaphakama lapha phakama sekajuluka ngoba kunibhodlela elikhona elifihlwayo ukuthi aqala didiyele uqala understand so ukubekslide sinakubuka kuphela ukubekslide mfundisi kuyingozi kakhulu ngoba seuza nomoya ofuko ulahlela la ebandleni kuyenza ukuthi bonke abantu bonke kungathi se bangakuzwisisa bakuzwe ngoba ubona kungathi lento bakuyo lo mdlalo kusinto yalutho ukubekslide mfundisi we influence ibhedla kakhulu Do you remember Judas Iscariot? Ehamba naye uyambona uma bamthela ngamafutha, unama opinion amahle kakhulu. Futhi kongathi le mali lela waya Western lento lela, ngaba sayithatha sayithengisa sinikeza abompofu kade kahle uyisela lo muntu. Unama opinion yokuvula ama orphanage, unama opinion yokuvula ama ayokunceda abogogo kathi kahle akuna mali yonikelwa kwabogogo imali le afuna ukutshontsha yena ngokwakhe unama opinion umuntu maseka backslide kathi ku backslide ukuphela umuntu uhleli lapha nazo iyinceko zibackslide zishumayela zimile pulpit ubona nje se akusakhonjwa uChrist sokukhonjwa ukuthi mina uma ufuna ukuthandazelwa kumele uze kimi ungalingi ngoba uNkulunkulu akakuzwa irevelation uNkulunkulu angeke ayibeke kuwe ngoba wena akakwanointanga kukhonjwa mina ngomagama mina futhi noma sewufuna ukukhuluma nami faka nje uwenze nje amanamba abe u-3 emva kwenye namba enkulu Uzobona. Awubeka ku zero nje babe baningi nyane emuva.
Okay.
Uzobona.
Ngiyakuzwa. Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi wami. Thank you so much. Apostle, your final comments when it comes to this issue. I'm looking also at the word. It says, Yahusha said to him, Luke chapter 9:62, no one having put his hand on the plow and looking mm-hmm. back is fit for the kingdom of the Elohim. Another aspect which shows in effects of backsliding is that one of always looking back. People look back. Hey, nakwela resa pulosa ne resa chai, man. What say you?
Yeah, when I was 12, I was young, and we always look back. So, I was young, December.
Yeah.
And then I told my cooler baking back in body Hessen and all that commerce. And then January, they come back, but I was polos. And they don't only go back to their old ways and habits. You see also the element that were. So, when I still go in December, man, like as I say, a lot of famous takes place. And then, abanye bazokhumbula nama ex wabo around that time, you know, and like, hey, like about this person, you know, wants to move on a second. I should go and learn to go to La Man's Lapo Age, Wamakon, Apinde.
Abuel.
I mean this that thing is also true to people who were once in the Lord, and when they look back, then bapinda bamekhona apho bebamekhona. You understand where they, where Christ found you, more backslider. In most cases, ganing uyobuyela khona neda. So kuzosinceda bazalwane ukuthi once we escape, once we are safe, siqhubeka. That's what the Bible says: forget about the past, forget about the old, pursue the new. See, pursue impilo entsha in Christ now. But because sithanda solo kusibele muva, thinking, reminiscing about the past. Because somebody is saying to me, why can Ningi Batuabanga Tababa Zalani Ba, not so like about December? Kirikan and 2 hours. Sometimes Bakupola can acquire an avantable good pub boom. So now they can't go to pub. So chance of the picnic, but still grab a little bottle of Savannah, so forth and so on. Gillian Tolum from the Sokuluma would take a singer to name.
Yeah.
The onion, the green pepper, when I buy Israel and the as if though Neland, what in a woman you want to make it as if though whatever thing MP involved with it was good. It was not good. There's nothing good about sin. So even when we turn back to it, it's still bad and still destructive. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. So mom could save it from sin and we still want to return back there. The penalty will still be death. So let us continue to look forward and focus.
Absolutely. Now, Pastor Green, finally, let me come to you also. Unfortunately, we don't have much of a time with regards to this, but because I see your file is very long, it's 10 minutes long. We can't have that, but the 2 minutes would do. What say you then, Pastor Green, on this issue, finally?
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ray. Yes, hallelujah. You know, as I said earlier, there's many things that cause us to cause us to backslide. Hallelujah. Many things. The other thing that I want to talk about, Pastor Ray, is, you know, to be drunk. And now when I'm saying to be drunk, I don't mean drunk of alcohol. No, intoxicated. No, I'm talking here about drunk. You know, let me read this verse for you, then I can explain it better. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, the Bible says, be sober. Right, we know already, okay, to drink alcohol is not right, hallelujah. But I think, he talk about being sober-minded.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Being sober-minded, because so many things can cause a problem for us, that it will seem as if we are drunk, that it will seem as if we are no longer where God wants us to be. It's sober. The problems that we have, Sometimes I hear people say, you know, I used to worship God so faithfully and I used to praise God so much about that, this and that come in my life, and that's the reason I'm not serving God anymore. It's because we start to look around, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Indeed, we start to look around, and that is an effect of backsliding. I want to say thank you very much. Let me start with you, my friend Apostle Phumla. Thank you so much, Joe, and I really appreciate. Thank you for everything.
The pleasure is mine, Murut, and all to our listeners, and also to Tate Makamol and Tate Green. We thank God for this opportunity and privilege. Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Tuda Rabba. And thank you so much also to you, Mfundisi Wami. Na, ask him, she categories.
Inkomo Mfundisi, Niti, wena uphunyukile ezembeni baleka impela ungasabuka emuva.
Yeah.
Inkosi omsamayini Busisi.
Wow.
Pastor Pene, Pastor Green, Inkosi omsamayini Busisi. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And then next week, we are going to be touching base on the issue of the spirit of unbelief today. Heaven. That is next week.
Amen.
You can see Inkomo Mfundisi. Inkomo. Awuseke. And of course, to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We thank him that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into his truth. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for listening. And thank you for praying for us. We really appreciate. Until we talk again, and may the Father be with you. Tuda Rabba.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.